Don't I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel gates. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us once again in Glasgow, a city that boasts many cultural and academic achievements. With an education system that's the envy of Britain, successive generations have enjoyed an amazingly high literacy rate. Wait a minute. Sorry, an amazingly high literacy rate. Despite this, only three expressions of Scottish derivation are in regular use: kilt, haggis, and partick thistle nil. Glasgow's most famous son in the field of art and design is surely Charles Rennie Mackintosh, whose family also lent their name to the popular waterproof garment. Sadly, a simple confusion over Rennie and Mackintosh led to many braving inclement weather wearing nothing but an indigestion tablet. Although they were in better shape than those who stayed in trying to ease their discretion. Well, you know, by swallowing a raincoat. That's for people, slower people at home. However, Rennie Mackintosh's greatest achievement must be his work in the discovery and promotion of Art Nouveau, one of the finest jazz saxophonists of his generation. Appropriately for a city of art, we're guests of the Pavilion Theatre in Glasgow, the building of historical merit nearing total restoration to its original Victorian glory. Only this week, men working in the dressing rooms discovered a quaint antique shower once thought lost forever. Let's meet them. They are... On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Fred McCauley and Jim Brooke Taylor. And happy to lend a helping hand when the team's points are swelling. Is our delightful scorer, the ever lovely Samantha. Okay, teams, the first round is called Historical Headlines and looks at how past events might have been reported by our modern media. Long ago, before printing or television, there were no journalists to relay news from faraway countries with difficult foreign names. In those days, you couldn't just switch on and watch while Carol Barnes got her tongue round some unusual places for you. In this round, I'd like the teams to suggest the headlines likely to be found in today's newspapers following a certain historical event. The event is Robert the Bruce defeats English at Bannockburn. Fred...
Did you not know that?
Okay, Fred, will you start, please?
I think, yeah, the Scottish Daily Record would have had that lot sorted out then.
Tim?
Son, huddle must go.
In Mouse magazine... Robert the Bruce inspired by website.
Well, that would have been in Mac User.
Great.
And in The Guardian. Corrections and clarification. Yesterday's headline, Robin the Brute, makes English Army suffer, should have read Robert the Bruce makes English Army souffle.
No, I'm in your country.
Yes, we've noticed. But not for long. The Scotsman would have had that lot sorted out then.
The Family Circle. It's true, the English do suffer from premature ejaculation.
Daily Telegraph, Mandelson says Bannockburn a win in real terms. Announces Dome of Scoon.
And the London Evening Standard, tube strike off.
Let's try another. This time it's Adam and Eve expelled from the Garden of Eden. Graham, will you start, please?
The Express, it's eviction for neighbours from heaven.
Bookbinders Weekly. Adam invents loose leaf system.
The Globe. There's only two of us. Who's printing newspaper?
Taylor and Cutter. Now we're in business.
Independent. Will Carling not involved, says Max Clifford.
Right, it's now time to hear the team sing along to some favourite discs in a round called Pick Up Song. Samantha has been busying herself down in the gramophone archive this morning, pulling out a 7-incher for each of the teams. And checking closely for damage. She was disappointed to see one or two were worn almost flat through overuse. Fortunately, she has a couple of fine 45s in reserve for just such an emergency, and we'll be getting them out soon to put things right. Now, each of the teams will sing along to his allocated disc. As the tune fades away, the team should continue to sing until it reappears, the object being to stay in time with the music. If you're within a Dung Beetle's demi-brief of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Well, whatever else, it's nice to see that your short-term memory is... This week's prize is just the thing for the aspiring athlete to keep an unruly carpet in check. It's this set of anabolic stair rods. Okay, we'll start with what is arguably the most popular song in the Scottish canon. Graham, will you please accompany Rod Stewart singing Sailing?
I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I am flying. I am flying like a bird across the sky.
Do you want this pastel?
I am flying, passing high clouds, which is difficult, to be with you, to be free.
That's uncanny.
Can you hear? Can you hear?
Okay, you now, Fred, will you please accompany Suggs from Madness singing Baggy Trousers?
Naughty boys in nasty schools, masters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing fools, smashing up the woodwork tools. All the teachers in the pub, passing round the ready rub, trying not to think of when the lunchtime bell will ring again. Does sound descending off? Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at the time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make a difference to headmasters. Had enough today, all the kids have gone away, gone to fight the next door school. Every term that is the rule, sits along and bends his cane, same old backsides once again. All the fell on tell the tales, walking home and squashing the over fun, over fun.
Barry, now, will you accompany Sir Harry Lauder singing Roaming in the Gloaming?
Okay,
best of luck, Barry.
I've seen lots of bonny lasses on my travels wide,
But my heart is set to new on Bonnie King McBride. Think, oh, I'm no fella, let me throw a word away. I'm surprised at times myself at all I've got to say. Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roaming in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely.
More like Estee Lauder, that.
Finally, Tim, will you please accompany Hot Chocolate singing You Sexy Thing?
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing.
Sexy thing, you.
I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing. Where did you come from, baby? How did you know I needed you?
Now time for the teams to play charades. This is the popular parlor game that produces gales of laughter by being performed in silent mime. Obviously, for radio, our version differs in that the teams are allowed to speak. The idea being to make it easier for the listeners at home to understand where the humor is. This never seems to work in any of the other rounds. The game was adapted from the much-loved TV show Give Us a Clue, where players would describe a song, film, or TV title in a strict time limit. Who can possibly forget Lionel Blair and Eunice Stubbs doing all kinds of everything against the clock? Okay, Barry and Graham, you're to start, and your title will now be broadcast on the laser display board. And here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Shining. The Shining.
Okay, off you go.
It's a book, and it's a film, and it's two words.
Two words, yes.
Ah, Hamish.
Ah, Dougal.
Oh, please don't, for goodness sake.
Sorry.
You'll have had your tea.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Hold on. I'm hodding.
What's that peeping out of your sporran?
Oh, that, oh. That's my Ning.
You tell your grandchildren about a thing like this. I've never seen a Ning before.
Oh, there's not many as
get it out and give us a proper look.
Oh, easier said than done, Dougal.
Why is that?
Well, you see, your Ning isn't much of a one for company.
You mean he's not comfortable with strangers?
No, he isn't, no. And that's why he's called Doc.
Is it the something Ning?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, Ning.
Okay, your turn, Tim and Fred. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is... Here's the mystery voice. Listen to the title.
Bring me the head of Alfredo Garcia. Bring me the head of Alfredo Garcia.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
It's a film, and there are seven words.
Oh.
And Fred is about to begin it.
I'd like to make a complaint.
Certainly, sir. Can I help you?
No. I'd like to speak to somebody at the top.
Certainly, sir. I'll just get our MD, Mr. Staveker. Mr. Staveker, the gentleman wants to make a complaint.
Thank you very much for seeing me.
Not at all. We pride ourselves on customer relations here at Alfredo Garcia.
I wish everybody did that.
Finished, is it?
Bring me the manager of Alfredo Garcia.
Right, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I noticed that while we were off the air, we received very nearly two letters, including this one. It's from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who kindly wrote to say how much she enjoys Radio 4 now the changes have settled down. She writes, "Dear Jeremy, I don't know how these moaning minis can be confused by the new schedule. I, for one, am delighted to hear you start the week. They said no one could replace that nicely spoken Billy Bragg. They know nothing. If it's quality you want, Jeremy is the man, I say. Yours faithfully, Trillis, Mrs." Oh, wait a minute, there's a P.S. "What a shame you had to leave. You've been framed to take up the position." Okay, on with the game. And since we're in Scotland, we'll be playing according to the royal and ancient rules. There are several hazards worth mentioning. Anyone forced out of bounds is required to take the nearest playable station, usually Charing Cross. Water hazards are a danger and will incur a drop turn, so look out when you're passing water. And remember that you can still stymie an opponent by blocking his passage. Tim, will you start, please?
Scotland Yard.
Parliament Hill.
Fred?
Earl's Court.
Very good.
Waterloo. Oh, nice.
Denmark Hill.
Cockfosters.
Archway.
Well done.
Fred's better than he knows.
Very good, because it didn't go out of bounds, yeah.
Oh, it's forced us back to Waterloo.
I know.
Back to Waterloo.
Water again.
That's out of bounds, though, isn't it?
No, not now.
It is once it's stymied.
Yeah, it's a stymie.
Yeah, so it goes back to ground, does it? When I say angel, angel.
Yeah.
Back to me.
Back to you.
Yes, yeah.
No conferring.
No, we weren't conferring. He was just telling me what to say. Tooting Beck.
Farm Avenue.
Gents Hill. Oh,
is it?
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Yeah.
One more. Yes, yeah,
no. Spotted it. Morning, present.
You didn't say Morningside, Chris.
No, I didn't. Did not.
The boy's a natural.
Yeah,
he's a natural.
I believe once you get in the game, you.
Yeah. Don't labor.
It does go on you, doesn't it? On with the next round, and I believe we're going to have some great fun now with proverbs. Sadly, many proverbs nowadays have suffered from overuse to the point of becoming tired old cliches. On this show, of course, we avoid tired old cliches like the plague. By way of improving our use of the language, I brought along some genuine Scottish proverbs, which I'd like the teams to complete. Fred, we'll start with you. He's a wise bairn that...
Bairn next door.
Well, I've got it down as Ken's his ain father.
Well, that won't be the bairn next door, then.
Yeah. him gear beggar a bed and heel.
Gear beggar a bed and heel. Beggar your wife.
Or pay you with a louse. Barry, if you didn't see the bottom...
It's no Michael Douglas film.
The real answer is Dinner Wade.
Dinner Wade? Is that Virginia's brother?
Graham, here's a Scottish one. A fool and his money.
Our welcome in Aberdeen.
It says here, air soon parted.
How wise of you not to attempt the accent.
Here's some more. Anybody can complete these. Daub yourself wee honey and you'll ne'er want...
to do it again.
What is the real one?
Flies. You ne'er want... Who wants flies? Anyway... Rome wasn't a built-in...
Arbroath.
You'll never guess the real answer.
Sure.
A day.
Oh, this is ridiculous. They don't miss much up here, do they?
A hairy man's a geary man, but a hairy wife's...
a bonus.
There's a witch here. Okay. Charity begins at Haim, but...
she ends up at Stringfellow's.
Okay, forget the real answer then. Finally, fresh fish and unwelcome visitors.
That's Aberdeen's slogan.
Well, it goes on stink before they're 3 days old. Time now for a round called Swanee Kazoo. This combines the heady rasp of the kazoo with the ethereal trill of the Swanee whistle. Instruments both originating in the deep south of America, where they were much favored on Mississippi steamboats such as the Robert E. Lee, the Ulysses S. Grant, before arriving in this rubbish E. game. Piano accompaniment will be provided by none other than Colin Seld. Colin is someone who, despite everything, really has left his mark on the piano. I don't know how many times we've told him to stop scratching his initials on the lid. Tim and Fred, would you please provide a rendition of Gilly Gilly, Austin Pfeffer, Katzenellen, Bogan by the Sea, with Fred McCauley on the kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee whistle. Would you please play The Happy Wanderer for us? And I'd like your version to feature Barry Cryer on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle. Time to end the show, but not before the Scottish ball. So, as Samantha heads off to the Highland Games to admire the contestants in the caber competition, and perhaps have a go at tossing one or two herself, I'll ask the teams to announce their late arrivals at the Scottish ball.
Mr. and Mrs. Strap. And their son, Hamish. Jock was held up. Oh, the suspense.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Baxter and their incontinent dog, the Baxter's cocker, Leaky.
Here's someone I recognize. It's my friend Doris, and she's always with somebody from the medical profession. Usually a large... Oh, no, it's a small one. It's just a wee dock and Doris.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Vernet and their unpopular son, Ian Vernet. It seems that for some reason people loathe Ian.
A popular couple, Mr. and Mrs. John Brown and Queen Victoria did. And their daughter, Bet.
And a warm welcome, if you would, for Mr. and Mrs. Demichels. And their clarinet playing, Hamilton Acker Demichels.
You're welcome, please. Do that and your deed. And their daughter, Donna, do that.
And a big Highland hello for Mr. and Mrs. Midlothian and their son, Arthur Midlothian. Hello, Arthur. Mother well.
Oh, look, there's Mr. and Mrs. O'Groats and their daughter, Tracy.
And I thought they'd never get here. Mr. and Mrs. Bennett, how much longer is this women's curling going on for? And their son, Gordon Bennett, how much longer is this women's curling going on for? So, ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, here's Ivor Scone eating a scone from Scone.
Delighted to see the house Muirs and their son, Stan. And there's the side academies and their son, Kelvin.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the chill wind of time blows up the kilt of destiny and the short-sighted octopus of fate attempts to mount the bagpipes of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the bonnie folk of Glasgow, it's goodbye.
Deborah Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Gardner, and Fred McCauley were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.